All right, so how's it going today? What do we got going here?
You want to stop with anything, or you want
to? No, not really. I'm just, try to have a good Friday practice here and get going.
You've had to use a lot of your depth at defensive end over times of the year. What is your assessment of their production when called on, the whole group there at defensive end?
I'd say overall it's been pretty good. Right, we've gotten contributions from a lot of different guys in a lot of different areas, first down, second down, third down, some in the kicking game, some guys playing outside, some guys playing inside. So it's been a pretty versatile group, and overall they've given us as a group, I think, good production. It could always be better, but been pretty good.
Chandler Jones has been at playing. He's missed some time there. What has he brought the defense at that right defensive end position?
He's a little bit of a bigger guy, size-wise and relative to everybody else. Not probably Rob, length-wise and, overall weight-wise. So a little bigger body over there, but, he's an athletic guy. He's been productive, made some plays for us in the running game and passing game. It's been instinctive. And he's still got a lot to learn, a long way to go, but he's a good football player.
Bill, was what Shane Vereen did last week kind of what you thought you were going to get when you drafted him out of Cal? And based on his performance, might we see a bigger role on Sunday instead of the next man up thing?
Well, I think when Shane's had an opportunity, he's been pretty productive for us going all the way back last year to the Kansas City game. Plays like the Jet game, things like that, when he's had opportunity. But all our backs have been competitive and productive, so... it's hard to single out one over another. I mean, Woody's been productive, Steven's been productive, Shane's been productive, so it's hard to have them all have been there at once, but whichever ones have been in there, they've all done a good job and performed well. So a lot of times we go into a game with different packages or different groups of personnel, and sometimes it depends on how the game goes as to which group ends up being in there more or how it goes. So I can't answer that question. I don't know. He might. Not sure what anybody's role will be. We'll have to see how the game goes. But one thing about Shane is he works hard. He's smart. He's well prepared. And we've called on him. He's come through for us. So I'm sure he'll do his best he can to put himself in that position again this week.
What are some things that a rookie defensive end has to learn to really elevate his play to just another level, whether it's near 1 to 2, 2 to 3, so on and so forth?
Well, I think most all rookies make their biggest jump from, not all rookies, but all players make their biggest jump from year one to year two. I mean, especially at and that's not always true at the quarterback position. Although I'd say it probably usually is if the guy's playing. So, I just think it's everything. Any rookie that comes into the National Football League, instead of being the best guy on his team and probably the best guy on the field or one of the best guys on the field, in college is now just another guy. They're not the biggest, they're not the strongest, they're not the fastest, they're not the most experienced. They're pretty much back down at the bottom of the totem pole, for the most part, certainly in terms of experience and technique and a lot of times in physical skills too. These guys have just trained harder, they're older, bodies are more mature, especially in the interior line positions. You see that a lot, offensive and defensive linemen. So there's physical development, there's a lot of technique, and there's a lot of room for growth for all those guys. And you learn by doing it, and you learn by training hard and building your body up. And I think that's something that all those guys, no matter what position they play, they almost all need to do that, or they can certainly improve on it.
Bill, what you learn about the tight end group as a whole, the first time Gronk got hurt and he was out for the extended period, and now with him going on the IR, what will be your expectation of that group, going forward?
I think it's kind of what we talked about with the defensive end group. We've had a number of different guys there. They've, in different games, had different opportunities, and I think overall it's been a pretty productive group for us in total. So however it shakes out, whatever they've been asked to do, whether it's run block, pass protect, catch passes, whatever it happens to be, they've been productive for us all year through, and it's been a variety of different guys and different situations, but kind of the same thing, that they're all prepared, they're ready to go, and however the game unfolds, however it plays out, they're ready to step in and take advantage of whatever opportunities they get. And I'm sure they will. It's a good, hardworking group that has been dependable and pretty consistent for us all year.
Well, I know you guys and the Ravens have both talked about using elements of what Oregon does with pace and tempo. Do you see that aspect, using pace and speed, maybe more strategically used in the NFL now than you have before?
I don't know. I mean, go back to when I was a kid, I watched Johnny Unitas do the 2-minute drill, it seemed like every week, so it's not like that's something, you know, brand new to football.
Speeding up, slowing down, doing those things, using strategic.
Buffalo did that in 1990 when they ran their K-gun offense for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it was. I mean, nobody ran faster than they did. I mean, they get the ball snapped with 25 seconds left on the clock. So I think we've seen that, you know, in and out of the NFL for a while.
Where are the drawbacks to playing offense that way? Because it seems like the pluses are getting everybody off balance and everything else. What would the drawbacks be to going out and playing that way?
It's pretty obvious. I mean, you can't substitute people and change formations and do a lot of shifting and motion and run guys on and off the field every play and get matchups when you're running to the line, snapping the ball as fast as you can. I mean, am I missing something?
Yeah,
if you want to sub guy, you know, if you want to run guys in and line up in a formation and shift and see where the defense is and motion and make them adjust, I mean, it's a whole different type of offense. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, there's plenty of merit to that too, but you can't do that if you're running to the line of scrimmage and snapping the ball as fast as you can.
Bill, of the 9 head coaching openings, 8 went to offensive guys with offensive backgrounds, which would seem like a trend. Or is that something cyclical, or do you see that maybe it's
I have no idea.
The league is going?
I mean, I have no idea. You have to talk to those teams that hire them. I have no idea. Just trying to coach our team and get them ready to play Baltimore this week. And I really don't know what anybody else is doing or why they're doing it. I think you'd have to go ask them.
Bill, what kind of leadership has Matthew Slater shown this year on special teams, and how can that help after a week last week on special teams where even he said that it needs to be?
Yeah, Matt's done a great job for us. He's taken that role. I think, in my time here, I've been very fortunate to have, you know, two outstanding, I mean, exemplary players at leadership positions on special teams with Larry Izzo and Matt Slater. And, you know, I thought that really when we had Larry that was, you know, I'll say there'd be another one like that, you know, that was so rare. And Matt's different than Larry, but I think in his own way, you know, equally effective. And he's, Matt's really, he's tremendous. His attitude, his work ethic, the example that he sets, the way he interacts with his teammates, in a really good way. I don't know that a player could do any more than what he's done for us in that role for the last, you know, several years. I mean, you know, probably since after his second year. He's embraced his role on the team. He's been very good at it, and he makes other players around him better. And that's, you know, I think it's a great compliment to him and the job he does. He's smart. He's well-prepared. He works hard. He's got good skill, good talent. He's tough. He's a good playmaker for us. I mean, I could go on about him all day. We're lucky to have him on this football team. He does a tremendous job for us.
Bill, can you talk about the rivalry in the last couple of years that has evolved between the Ravens and the Patriots? And what does it mean to you, or is it just –
I mean, we know, as I said at the beginning of the week, I mean, we have a lot of respect for that organization. Steve Bisciotti, since he's taken over the ownership, Ozzie Newsome, general manager, John as the head coach, and their respective staffs, they do a great job year in and year out. They win a lot of games. They're in the playoffs. They win playoff games. We've had some great battles with them. We've won some. They've won some. Most of them have come right down to the wire. Very competitive, you know. They're a tough, hard-nosed football team that's hard to beat. And you know, we respect that challenge, and we know that's what it'll be out there on Sunday. We know we're gonna, you know, get their best. They'll get ours. And you know, both teams have had a lot of success. Both teams have a lot of confidence.
Bill,
You know, it's a great matchup. But they're tough. You know, and they do a great job from top to bottom, all the way through the organization. You know, from their owner to the backup guard. I mean, I think they're solid. You know, in every area of their organization. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for the Baltimore Ravens and all the things that they do. They're great competitors, and so we know we're going to have to play our best game of the year this Sunday. So, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Last week, two more questions.
Last week, you guys were really excited just to get the playoffs going. What's the mentality, or how has it been this week with the players?
It's been good. It's been a good week. I think we're kind of back on a normal week. You know, playing Sunday to Sunday, and I think the players have done a good job this week. They've worked hard to get the scouting report and new information on the Ravens. Practiced well. I think we had good energy. I think the team's excited to play. So, you can't get excited for the AFC Championship game. I don't know what you can get excited for. So, you know, this is what we worked all year for, this opportunity. And I know that everybody wants to make the most of it. And I think the attitude's good. And, you know, we're looking forward to playing a great football team and going out there and, you know we need to play our best to beat them, but that's the way it should be.
Bill, in a few minutes, we expect to hear from Kevin Falk and Matt Light, the honorary captains. What's their former players? Is that it as far as having any role to help your team, or do they offer anything in leadership or advice?
Well, no, we have good interaction with those players, and I know a lot of our current players are in contact with them. They come around from time to time. It's always great to see them, and it's great to have a living memory. A very vivid one of guys who contributed an awful lot to this franchise, both on and off the field, both as players and the leadership roles in particular that those two guys have had. I mean, you can go on with the Troy Browns, and it's a long list. But those two in particular, they had great careers here, and it was a privilege for me to coach both of them. And I'm glad to see them every time that they're around. All right, thanks.